Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at stuweb.com, and it is Sunday, March the 14th, 2021. And I have the honor to have Professor James Fetzer on with me, who's a whistleblower, a federal whistleblower over Sandy Hook. And he's been fighting in court. They won't let him have justice, that it was a hoax. And we could go into details on that, but as is not the report today. The report today by Jim is talking about vaccinations and other things. So I'm going to let you lead with this, Jim. Thanks for being on with me.
Real pleasure, Stu. Yeah, we got YouTube deleting 30,000 vaccine videos for alleged misinformation. A YouTube spokeswoman said the videos contradicted vaccine information from the World Health Organization or health authorities, such as the NHS, in October. It banned vaccine misinformation in a bid to clamp down on attempts to discredit the jabs. It added that in the past year it had removed more than 800,000 videos for coronavirus misinformation. That figure covers more than just vaccines, but wider, medically unsubstantiated claims about the virus. But who the hell is YouTube? What the hell do they know about this? They have no authority to do this. The fact the information is inconsistent with the WHO does not mean it's false. The WHO and the CDC are running scams on the American people. Here's one of the videos they'll no doubt take down, Stu, but it's very serious, the information it provides. Listen to this.
Okay, let's say you don't want to believe anything that I just said about the technology. That's fine. But I do think they should listen to this part. This kind of vaccine, this modified messenger RNA, modified DNA vaccine, they have tried them in the past 20 years on animal studies. And they've been terrible results. Because in these studies, when the animals got the vaccine, at first they have a robust immune system, great antibodies, T cell response. Great, good, looking good. Then they challenged them with that virus or that bacteria. Every time the animals got sicker or died, that much more than the placebo group. Because the body has something called a cytokine storm. It actually saw this as and had a more aggressive reaction, and it attacked its own lungs, attacked its own liver, had almost like a sepsis response in the body. So we can expect that, and I think that's why they skipped the animal trials with the vaccine. They don't want anyone to know that. So in a human, you're not supposed to challenge them with a virus that's unethical. You can only do that with an animal. So guess when all these people who get the vaccine, when will they be challenged? The next flu season, maybe the next cold they get. And then they'll blame it on the COVID-20.
To be ready for pandemic two, I called it pandemic one. Most of who to be ready for that are also the things we need to do to minimize the spread of bioterrorism. We'll have to prepare for the next one. That, you know, I'd say will get attention this time.
And then they'll blame it on the COVID-20 killing them when it wasn't available. It was a vaccine that they intentionally gave them, knowing the results, knowing how many people they would hurt and kill, how many children they would hurt and kill. This is intentional, and people need to wake up, because that's pure science right there. And you can ignore all the other technology I said, but that's something you cannot refute.
You just absolutely nailed it, bullseye. Because the vaccine industry is the only industry in the world that creates demand by creating the very problem it claims to solve. So the vaccines cause the wave of death from subsequent infections. You know, flu shots cause more people to be infected with the flu in subsequent seasons. Because it weakens the normal immune response, and sometimes it overexcites the hyperinflammatory immune response, like you just mentioned, resulting in flu deaths, then the media takes that and says, oh my God, people are dying from the flu, everybody go out and get your flu vaccine.
Now, Stu, that was Bill Gates in the middle talking about the next time around, how it's really going to gain attention because they're setting it up using these flu vaccines to weaken the immune system. So next time it comes around, it's going to kill you. I mean, this is serious.
Yeah,
and then you have Mike Adams, who is complimenting the doctor in this case for having nailed it, having hit it right on the head.
Now, you know, I've got a nurse that's come on the show this past couple of weeks, and she went into the vaccinations quite deep, Charlene. And it's up on my radio bar, but she's saying today that 5.5% of the people who have taken the vaccination are now dead. And I heard on a local broadcast about a week and a half ago on the local news that a county down here in Missouri, that they had put out so many thousands of vaccinations on these people, and they had appointments to come back and get their second vaccination, and one-third of them never showed up for their appointments, Jim. Are they dead? That's the question I got. Are they sick as dogs that figured out what's going on? Because this thing's got the mark of the beast. It's got a chip in there to buy or sell. And I saw a video from a scientist, a former prosecutor, had sent it to me, a good friend, and I went and looked at it, and then I went back to save it, and it was gone. But he spoke in English, and it was a German scientist who took all three of the vaccinations that the pharmacies have made, and he analyzed them. All of them had the chip in it. That way you could buy it, can't buy or sell without the chip, the mark of the beast. We refer to it as Christians. And it also went into the fact that it throws protein into your body, and that within 36 to 42 months after having the vaccination, he said you're going to melt down. Your immune system will be totally downed, and you will be dead. But go ahead, Jim.
Well, I think that's the big picture here. And also, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has observed that they have a sterility ingredient that kicks in 3 to 6 months after you take it. So this really is a massive depopulation program. And they can do it in more than one way. They can do it by either killing you, or they can do it by making you sterile and unable to reproduce. Meanwhile, there's a sensational piece out by John Kaminsky. What you don't know will kill you. Those who watch television are more likely to get the fatal shot. Here's what he reports. If you watch TV rather than surf the internet, you're definitely more likely to die following government advice. And that's just the way the big boys want it. Regular internet readers mostly refuse to take the shot because they've learned from many principal doctors the shot is not a vaccine, but really a nanotech installation that will one day permanently and irrevocably link you via your smartphone to the deep state, constantly checking not only your health but also your bank account. Also never mentioned on TV is that kids are absolutely not in danger from this glorified flu, but are being severely damaged psychologically and socially by the unending isolation for their friends. None of that mattered to the naive noodleheads who had made up their minds to take the shot. Not the fact that it wasn't a vaccine, nor that Fauci said you'd still have to wear a mask and social distance even if you took the shot and survived it, and not even as they watch people dropping like flies after they receive their untested experimental poison penetration. We also have the fact that the level of absurdity all over the world is affecting the international community. Icelandic vaccine passports for the disease that can't be proven to exist. As the shadows of our own insanity tighten the news, suffocating our minds, night falls on the human brain as cognitive dissonance paralyzes everyone. World society is being taken down by a fabricated panic for a disease that doesn't exist, or what manufactured pox that does exist. Who is it exactly telling Joe Biden to destroy America now that the American people are too stupid to see what's happening to them? We also have the question of families. You must remember every bit of information you've ingested throughout your life was provided to you by someone who did not and does not have your best interests at heart. All the wars that have ravaged our families for many decades never needed to be fought. Gudel Schlepper, Meyer Amschel Bauer Rothschild's mother. If my son did not want wars, there would be none. COVID-19 was actually a show designed for our benefit to distract us from the horrifying fact that our freedom is gone. First and foremost, it was the cover story for the excuse that allowed the big boys to install a total retard as president who would approve of anything people paying him big money to do would told him to do. It's getting easier to prove that humanity already has reached an induced state of semi-consciousness by the number of people who continue to wear masks, even after they know they are incubating bacterial pneumonia in their lungs. Suicides are way up with the lockdowns, and the fabricated panic is wildly succeeding with the stunning of children's goals. by their isolation from their peers in the real world. It's an extermination program. The formula is familiar. Reduce us into a slave state just like Africa, where ignorant clans are unable to form functioning governments but do specialize in killing white people, which is why the Jews have tried so hard and succeeded to destroy the white countries of the Northern Hemisphere by using noble-sounding phrases to foul white culture with African immigration. It's really a serious situation, Stu, and it's growing worse by the day.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you 100% on that. And there's quite a bit out here. You know, you were talking about Google and the way they're acting as far as taking down all the information. They don't want it out there. And, you know, the alternative websites, Jim, I discussed with you once before, and I'm doing it right here on the air. If you got that software builder, I can pull a page and email it to you today. And I've got them shut down on my website so tight. It is unbelievable. There is a net. There is a net of servers way beyond the internet that the U.S. government uses. And I've had everything. You go to my website and look on the breaking news column, and it'll say U.S. government and Israel attacking me. And it's through Cheney Reservoir, one of our secret underground bases of cyber terrorist attacks, monitoring the NSA, FBI, etc. And you can see it comes out of Cheney Reservoir, but yet it goes to Israeli servers. Now, I've had everybody on me. I've had Bluffdale, which is six floors below ground. Super Spook Otis Johnson had been there a couple of times. He's a good friend of mine, and he told me about it. And he said they built an alien base right next to it, a big alien base. And he said they built a big concentration camp, FEMA concentration camp. All it is wire at I-70, where it ends into I-15 there in Utah. He said it's on the south east corner by Richfield, Utah. And you might be able to see it on a Google map, but he said they put a 10-foot fence around there with barbed wire around the top of it and around the sides of it to put everybody into. And he said that's where they're going to be dragging a bunch of people. And I said, what are they going to do with them? Feed them the aliens? He goes, hell yeah, they take them out and put them on one of their planets. Now, we got saucers. John Lear's dad, under the alien agreement, 1952 to 2012, he built 150 flying saucers for our U.S. arsenal after he sold Lear jets. John Lear's dad. So I know about all this stuff, and Otis said there's 200,000 of them, these aliens registered with the U.S. government, and that they've cloned 10 million plus people in Hope, Arkansas that don't have a soul or a conscience. Now, this is top NSA secret stuff that I'm saying right here, but they have us hooked up so tight that everybody right now is a signature on the planet, Jim. Signature on the planet right now. Now, Jim,
well,
I got Charlene, the nurse. Let me bring her in. Hang on. Hang on, folks. Charlene, hold on. I got Fetcher on. We're discussing vaccinations. Hold on.
But go ahead.
Okay, Jim. Charlene, are you there? Okay, Charlene.
Yeah.
Jim was just talking about the vaccination program. We were for about 13 minutes. And we wanted your opinion as well, because of the knowledge you have. You've done a big investigation into this. Tell us what you know about the vaccinations and what it does to people.
Stu, you can do anything. Why don't we stop the recording and have Charlene play us the first 13 minutes and then have her speak up, and we'll continue from there.
Do you want to do that, Charlene?
No, we can just go. Who cares?
Okay, let's go ahead.
Well, I want you to hear what was already reported here about the vaccines, but that's okay. If you want not to do that, that's okay.
I had explained that you found like 5.5% of the people have died of the vaccinations. Give us your rundown as a nurse. What you know about this, your investigation into this.
What the vaccine does, if you have an autoimmune disease, and let's say you have rheumatoid arthritis or diabetes, and you receive the vaccine, it can cause your body to go into shock. What it does is, to these people that are dying, their body automatically goes into shock and cuts off the oxygen to their other organs, and they die.
Okay.
The latest fix is marvelous. Marvin Hagler from North New Jersey was a doctor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He just died of it. Mm-hmm. The vaccine.
And Hammer and Hank Aaron also died of it recently, and they're not allowing it. They're not mentioning the fact that they just took the vaccine. It's really unbelievable. You're absolutely right about the risk. I'm just shocked by what's going on. And there's such an incapacity of the American people to process the information, Charlene. I mean, it's very, very troubling. I learned yesterday, five of my closest, dearest relatives, two stepdaughters, my favorite niece and nephew, and another, all taking the shot. And I'm just petrified. I am on the verge of tears now. I have done my best to let everyone know what the hell is going on, but it seems to have been for naught.
I kind of see it in other people, too. I've talked to them about it, Jim. And I was at the VA hospital about a week and a half ago, and I talked with one of the nurses down there. She was one of the head nurses, and she saw the same video I saw, that German doctor that the prosecutor had sent me. She said, must be the same video because he explained it in detail. I said, yeah, I know.
So well, what the vaccine does is if you do survive the shot, it has a hydrogel sensor on it, which it transhumanates your DNA. So it changes your DNA. And so these people, I think, look, I have a friend that's going to get a vaccine tomorrow. And so you can't tell these people, they want to believe the statistics, and they say, millions already received the vaccine, and I'm going to get the shot tomorrow. Okay, well, I'm telling you, a lot of people have died taking the shot. 5.5% of the people have died. If you go up on the CDC's website, Boxers, and it tells you how many people have died from taking the vaccine. They die, some people die a couple hours later, some people die a couple days later. I am not taking no vaccine, okay? Especially after knowing what's in it. It changes your DNA.
Man, it's got
shit. The ingredients that they have in there is animals. And I was describing to Stu the other day, they have that Band-Aid now that they're pushing. It's a Band-Aid that you stick on your hand, and it's got like snake teeth in it, and it automatically marks you.
Go ahead, Jim.
Well, the situation could not be more serious. It could not be more serious. Actually, just absolutely stunningly bad situation we're in, Stu.
I know.
It turns out the CDC is like the marketing end for Big Pharma. I've got another report here. This is actually from December 10, 2005. In the British Medical Journal, U.S. flu death figures are more PR than science. U.S. data, here's a summary of the article. U.S. data on influenza death may be more PR than science, argues the Harvard University graduate student this week's British Medical Journal. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention acknowledges a difference between flu death and flu-associated death, yet uses the terms interchangeably, writes Peter Doshi. Statistical incompatibilities also exist between official evidence and national vital statistics data. The Center for Disease Control acknowledges the difference in these numbers. They state that the historic 1968-69 Hong Kong flu pandemic killed 34,000 Americans. At the same time, they claim 36,000 Americans die annually from flu. So what's going on? The CDC uses indirect modeling methods to estimate the number of deaths estimated with influenza. Thus, a much publicized figure of 36,000 is not an estimate of yearly flu deaths, as widely reported, but an estimate of flu-associated deaths. Comparing these problems is a marketing of fear, a CDC communication strategy in which medical experts predict dire outcomes during flu season. If passed, this Flu Protection Act back in 2005 obscures the fact that the CDC is already working in manufacturers' interests by conducting campaigns to increase flu vaccinations. In other words, they complain, the manufacturers complain to the CDC they weren't getting enough orders for their flu vaccine. So the CDC introduces the notion of flu-associated death to hype up the number. That's just what they've done again with COVID-19. They've obfuscated the difference between dying with COVID and dying from COVID, where the numbers who die from COVID are minuscule with the numbers who died with COVID is large. Even Deborah Brooks herself said to the public, we're being very liberal about this, that we're counting anyone who dies with COVID-19 as though they died from COVID to hype up the numbers. Stu, it's outrageous and insulting and instilling fear in American citizens and others worldwide.
Yeah,
that reports that this person has died from COVID gets $53,000 for each attempt that they report is from COVID. But if you die of a heart attack, they mark it as COVID and get $53,000 for it.
And they have been doing that because one of my listeners, I've had him on a couple of times, Chris, he's down in Port Arthur, Texas, and he told me the Houston Hospital and another one he went to, the various pharmacies, nurses, et cetera, that he engaged in conversations, told him they were being told to fix the numbers, and people that were dying just of heart attacks were being classified as COVID. The nurses admitted to it.
Scaring everybody into getting these vaccines, and it's working because everybody wants to go back to being normal. When the vaccine, if you want to go back to normal, take the vaccine, okay? And so all these people want to go back to normal, and they tell you, even if you get the vaccine, it's not going back to normal. And nothing's going back to normal. When you have to get a vaccine passport to leave the country, nothing's going to be normal. Nothing.
Yeah, you got to have a vaccine passport. If you want to get on an airplane, you got to have a vaccination. I mean, Jim, I don't know, the Marine Corps in me, and I know you had it in you, I don't know what to think anymore other than the fact at some point we're going to have to put an end to this garbage.
The people are watching the mainstream media and are believing these lies. They won't believe the media, they won't believe the internet statistics, even if you tell them to go to the website, the CDC website, that reports how many people were injured by this vaccine.
Hey, Jim.
YouTube is boasting they've taken down 800,000 videos about the COVID-19 because it disagrees with the official narrative, and now they're taking down hundreds of thousands more because they're disputing the efficacy of the vaccine and explaining the risks that are associated. YouTube is doing that on the ground that it conflicts with what the WHO and the CDC are saying. This is just disgusting beyond belief.
It is. This whole thing. You know, Jim, I'm beginning to believe, you know, I have a belief, and Charlene, I don't know where your belief is, but I believe in Christ and God. And I'll tell you what, after seeing a video that Charlene turned up with of supposedly Nimrod, okay, and they found this tomb supposedly in Iraq. Now, Joe did a show with me on Giants on Saturday, and he got into specifics that there's a Giants museum in Iran. Now, this thing that I had put up underneath the radio show last Sunday with Charlene, I don't know whether you saw it or not, but this giant, they had a glass top on him in his tomb and the whole bit. They believe it's Nimrod because of the gold and the other findings and so forth that he had. But this thing looks like it's ready to wake up, Jim. And according to the Bible, his head was cut off. I mean, it's unbelievable how they preserved things. Now, I don't know where this is going to play, but we are in a time that is very, very, very dangerous. What do you say to that, Jim?
I'm baffled, Stu. I'm not a religious person. I find all that fantastic. I don't believe it, but I respect your right to report it. What I want to tell you about here is the final story I have for you today. The Minneapolis City Council is giving the family George Floyd $27 million in taxpayer-funded settlement. This is outrageous, especially if you were to follow closely the exposés about the event that led to this $27 million settlement. We have video showing this George Floyd, he's a very big guy, he's at least 6'3 and 300 pounds, being handcuffed behind his back, that he's put into the squad car. Now, normally you'd take the suspect off to the precinct in order to be mugshots and fingerprinted. We don't see that happening here. Instead, he's supposed to be taken out the other side, but we have no video of it. And when he's lying on the ground, all of a sudden, he doesn't have any hair on his head. Now he's bald when he had hair on his head before. Now we have his hands in front of his chest when his hands were manacled behind. We have a video where they're lifting him up to put on the gurney, and he has no legs. It appears they used an African-American torso airway training dummy manufactured by Sigma 7, actually a company in Minneapolis that left in a post-haste when the riots broke out, to simulate George Floyd on the ground. So there doesn't appear to have been any murder at all. The whole thing appears to have been a stage event. Not only that, but there are good reasons to think he's going to get off anyway, because the Minneapolis police trained their policemen to use a knee-on-the-neck technique to subdue uncooperative suspects, which is exactly what he was doing. So they're bracing themselves now, and they're hiring more cops after having promoted the defund the police movement. This is just incredibly stupid, Stu. But it's what these liberal Democrats do with their zeal to gain control over the nation. The whole idea of these riots all across the nation appears to have been an effort to make the country ungovernable so they could blame it on Trump. Just as they have members of Team Biden that were gloating over the coronavirus as God's gift to the Biden campaign, because now Trump couldn't hold his mass rallies, they could explain away why they were hiding Biden in the basement, and it would undermine the economy, the success of which was Trump's greatest asset going into the election. This is what the Democrats are willing to do, to kill America, to harm Americans in order to gain political control. It is disgusting beyond belief.
Well, to watch what happened with the election being totally stolen, illegally taken away from the duly elected President Trump, and this evil, I mean, the guy in the White House is a friggin' pedophile, and I didn't want to put the videos of his son having sex that they found on his laptop and all this other with his own sister and the other stuff. What'd you call it, Charlene? GNews.com had it?
Yes.
They've got all the videos up there, Jim. GNews.com. I thought I'd reference it, you know, on my site. Let people go there themselves. I don't want to be classified as a porno site because it could give the FBI a reason to put me in handcuffs. And folks,
and didn't drain the swamp, okay? When Nancy Pelosi and them was trying to assassinate him, and he had adequate proof that they were trying to assassinate him, he did nothing to arrest them. He made these executive orders for voter fraud and let them steal the election. When they stopped the election on election night, they froze the votes counting, and we did nothing to see who did that and why they did that and to stop them from doing that, from stealing the election. They sat there for 10 days, mail-in voting for 10 days to steal the election for Trump, and nobody did nothing. And he was the president. He was in charge of the military. He didn't do anything to stop these governors or these judges from doing this. And so we're stuck in a shithole now. That's what America is, a shithole. And the Democrats have sold us out to communist China, and they're planning on taking our guns. While they're passing a stimulus bill, they're passing gun rights bills right now. They're planning on taking our guns. So we're in a high hole right now, and it's getting worse.
Go ahead,
Jim. They're making an effort to do it, but they damn well best not succeed. As I said before, when they come for our guns, the time has come to use them.
I'm in agreement with you there, Jim. I'm in 1,000% agreement. But it's getting...
They did all this on purpose, and Trump just sat there like a lamb led to the slaughter and let them do this. And everybody kept saying, oh, he's playing 3D chess, 5D chess, whatever. He didn't do anything to stop them. Nothing.
I don't think he had the power to, Charlene, looking back at it. I think that they had infiltrated with the shadow government so long ago, they call it the the shadow government, but they call it the deep state, they refer to it as. I mean, when you saw the Strzoks of the FBI up there testifying, how he participated in trying to create a dossier that didn't exist, that they created out of nowhere against Trump to bring on charges on him, and the whole bit, and he's sitting there testifying. And he's such an arrogant son of a bitch, arrogant as all could be, and evil. And he's running part of Division Number 5 of the FBI that goes around trying to assassinate and frame people like me, or frame Jim Fetzer because he reported a false illusion that appeared real called Sandy Hook, that it was a drill to take the guns.
But when the thing is so corrupt, the people have the right to change and abolish the government. And what are they calling it now? Sedition. Yeah, so we have the right, because this is our constitution. We the people, for the people, by the people. And our government is corrupt, and we do have the right to change and abolish our government and start over. And they, that's why they put this link, a chain link fence, the barbed wire, protecting them up in D.C. And we have the right to do it, too. And they'll sit there and call it sedition now. No, they have the right to remove them. We the people. They're working for us. It's in our constitution. These people are sold out to China and Israel and Iran, and they've fucking sold us out. And we the people have the right to change our government. And that means remove them off from office.
Now, Jim.
And that's why they're all scared right now, and they'll call it sedition.
Now, Jim, this is the kind of listeners you and I've got. Are you there?
I missed that last part, Sue.
I say this, Charlene's one of our listeners, you and me both. Now, these are the kind of people listening to us, and I'll tell you what, there's a lot of mad people out here right now. They're mad, they're getting mad that the election was stolen. They're mad that they're seeing everybody getting shot as far as taking shots. And they're like, no. And they're all saying, you're going to take my gun now? No, that's not going to happen.
That's right. That's not going to happen. I couldn't agree more.
But
they're
closing.
The problem here is we don't have nobody in the government on our side. None of them. None of them stand up and have come to stand up for we the people. They all sold us out. They've all been compromised through having sex with children, to taking bribery from Israel and from China. So we're in a really shit spot right now. And if we the people don't remove these people, it's in our Bill of Rights. We have the right, when the government is so corrupt and that it is no longer for the American people, the people have the right to change and abolish the government.
Go ahead, Jim.
See how they stole the election? We see them putting a senile child molester up in the White House. The dude don't even know his name. He don't know his name. He don't know his Secretary of Defense name. He don't even know the name of the Pentagon. But this is the president? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some pedophile that raped children. That had sex with his own son and his own father. He's such a great person. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is what a low-life country we have become. We're a bunch of low-lives when you elect a pedophile for president, okay?
Now, Jim.
I think you got the right idea. I think you're over the target. Whether I agree with every detail, you sure got the right idea. We are in a terrible situation, a nasty predicament. And it may be that we the people have to resolve the problem, because as you observe, there's nobody out there in Congress, nobody out there in the media, nobody out there in the courts that's going to do a damn thing to help the American people. It's going to be up to us.
Yeah, it will be. And I'll tell you what, Jim, you know, I tried to post before the show the license plates just from yesterday that were stalkers on me. I had about 20 of them. Oh, it's pretty wild. It's same repeated ones. But it's a combination of the FBI, it's shadow government, Division Number 5, and they're assassins. I saw one of the assassins that was in the car that rode me, was driving her car. She's still in Kansas City. The problem is I've had a few car chases, and I was loading videos up last night, and about 1 o'clock I got tired and decided to stop, but I'm going to have some nice video car chases where I chased them and put the camera in their face to identify them. Oh, that crap. I had one guy going around in his little black Mercedes station wagon running around the parking lot at 60 miles an hour, nearly running over people to get away from the camera. And I've got 3 days of cameras of this. Jim, they're targeting people like me and you and Charlene and others that are making noise. They are doing everything they can to shut down internet sites. The IPs that I mentioned earlier, I want to send you that because you're a software guy, and see if we can get a software made up for people to install on their systems that have websites. This has all of 99.9% of the not people being blocked, but of these servers above the servers that the government and Israel both are using. So I want to make sure we get in a software form out there for around $100 or something that everybody can buy to put on their websites. Because it will keep your website safe. If you go to mine, it loads in less than 15 seconds, folks. Other websites take 5 minutes to load. It's because they already have links hooked up to those websites to harm those websites and to identify the people that are coming to those websites.
Yep, Stu, you got it right. You guys nailing it. I can't thank you enough for inviting me to join you today, Stu. Real pleasure.
Well, it's been my pleasure, Jim. I think we've covered pretty much all the bases. You got any other subject you want to touch on?
I'm good.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. Charlene, I appreciate your input on this as well. And with that said, I'm going to say, everybody have a good day. Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Charlene.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.